Caldwell County Tigers, the Fort Campbell Falcons.
The Falcons have a home playoff game for the second straight year as the school celebrates the 15th anniversary of its third straight state football championship. Fort Campbell's 5-4. They didn't get to play the full 10-game schedule because an opponent backed out during the season and they couldn't reschedule another one. Falcons bounced back from a 50-point loss to Owensboro Catholic 2 weeks ago with a 45-9 win at Webster County last week. Keyshawn Dixon, who leads the state in tackles on defense, ran for 4 touchdowns in the win last week. He needs 117 yards tonight to reach 1,000 yards for the season. 10 solo tackles on defense would also give him 100. Eric Green has turned into a prime threat at receiver with 405 yards and a team-high 7 touchdowns. The Falcons will host 4-6 Caldwell County, who ran away from Trigg County in the 139 Bowl last week, 54-22. For a second straight win. Sophomore quarterback Daylon Lander threw for 398 yards and 6 touchdowns, with 5 Tiger receivers finding the end zone. Luke Maddox had a big night with 161 receiving yards and a score. Luke Parker had 5 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown, also picked off his 8th pass of the year, one from a Caldwell County record. One of these schools will end a long playoff losing streak tonight. Caldwell County has lost 6 straight postseason games dating back to 2018. Fort Campbell has dropped 7 straight going back to 2013. Tonight is the 37th all-time meeting between the schools, with Caldwell County owning a 19-17 advantage. They've met 3 times in the postseason, with Fort Campbell winning all 3, the last time in 2009. The KHSAA RPI calls this one a toss-up. Coverage begins on WPKY 103.3 FM following your Sports Edge Football Friday. You can also listen online at WPKYonline.com.
The Mayfield Cardinals, the Todd Central Rebels.
Mayfield has the biggest football tradition of any school west of Louisville. The Cardinals won its 13th state championship last year. They bring an 8-2 record into tonight's game at War Memorial Stadium. Mayfield hasn't lost since September the 6th. Reeling off 6 straight wins. Last week, the Cardinals picked off 4 passes, with one of those a pick 6 and a 44-0 win over Christian County. Todd County Central has to find a way to slow down Mayfield quarterback Gray Robbins, who has 1,500 passing yards and 16 touchdowns, and running back Josiah England, who has rushed for 1,284 yards and 14 scores. The Rebel offense showed some signs of life in last week's 30-22 loss to Warren Central, after scoring just 40 points in their previous 4 games. Braylon Elderbrook threw for 226 yards and 2 touchdowns in the loss, the 6th straight for the Rebels. Todd County hasn't won a postseason game since 1996. That's a span of 15 games. Mayfield 9-0 all-time against Todd County in the postseason, the last win coming 2 years ago. Coverage begins following your Sports Edge Football Friday on the Todd 1070. 92.1 FM. You can also listen online at WEKTRadio.com.
The Owensboro Catholic Aces.
The Crittenden County Rockets.
OCATH has rolled into the postseason with a perfect 10-0 record. One of those, a 51-0 takedown of the Rockets back on September the 28th. The Aces have not given up double-digit points in their last 6 games, 3 of those shutouts. Owensboro Catholic's defense has 21 takeaways, and they're giving up just 56 rushing yards a contest. Quarterback Brady Atwell has thrown for over 2,400 yards and 34 touchdowns, has rushed for 12 more. Crittenden County snapped a 2-game skid last week with a 36-0 shutout of Callaway County. Quinn Summers threw for 351 yards and 4 touchdowns, with Caden Howard hauling in 6 passes for 142 and 2 touchdowns. These teams have met 4 times in the postseason. All 4 have been Owensboro Catholic blowout wins, including last year 49-7.
The Murray Tigers.
The Tigers limp into the postseason with consecutive losses to Mayfield and Madisonville in last week's 41-3 thumping suffered at the hands of the Class 5A Maroons. Murray can manage just 186 yards. What's the tonic for Murray tonight? Edmondson County. Murray should have no trouble navigating an Edmondson County defense that gives up 23 points and 246 yards a game. Murray will focus its defensive attention on Carter Swihart, the running back, averages 90 rushing yards and nearly 2 scores a game for the Wildcats. The Tigers will counter with the aerial attack of Wyatt Robbins, who has thrown for over 2,200 yards and 22 touchdowns. Tonight's game, the first meeting between the schools in the postseason. Murray hasn't lost a first-round game since 2007. Edmondson County hasn't won a playoff game since 2020.
You're locked in to your Sports Edge Football Friday.
The Bowling Green Purples. The Madisonville Maroons.
The Maroons make their 32nd postseason appearance tonight, and for the second straight year, they're traveling to play a Bowling Green school in the first round. Madisonville, the 3 seed in the district, with losses to Owensboro and Graves County. The Maroons hammered Murray last week, 41-3, and they've won 3 of 4. Their reward is the defending state champion, Bowling Green Purples, whose 2 losses this year have come to Frederick Douglass and crosstown rival South Warren. Madisonville scores 40 points a game. They give up 19. Bowling Green scores 39 and gives up just 15. The last time they met in the playoffs, 2010, a 25-0 Bowling Green win. Madisonville last defeated the Purples 20 years ago, 18-13, the final score there. Coverage begins on 107.7 FM at 7:30 a.m. following your Sports Edge Football Friday. You can also listen online at the new WFMWRadio.com.
The Owensboro Red Devils.
The Ohio County Eagles.
Owensboro is the top seed in the district, and they carry a 14-game winning streak over Ohio County into the game tonight. The Eagles' last win over the Red Devils came 20 years ago. Last year, it was a 67-0 Owensboro win, and the last 6 between these schools have been decided by a combined 324-21. Evan Hampton has rushed for 1,400 yards and 17 touchdowns, while Owensboro's QB1, Trevor DeLacy, has thrown for 1,655 yards and 16 touchdowns. Owensboro, they've won 13 consecutive first-round games. Ohio County, on the other hand, has played 17 postseason games and won just once in 2001 over Marshall County.
The South Warren Spartans.
The Apollo Eagles.
South Warren won the Class 5A state title in 2022, but they've not advanced past the second round in each of the last 2 years. The Spartans are 9-1 this year, their only loss coming to DuPont Manual, the number one team in Class 6A. Bryce Button is 41 passing yards shy of 2,000 for the season. He's thrown 28 touchdowns, also ran for 7. The South Warren defense has 17 takeaways. They give up just 47 rushing yards a contest. Apollo comes into the postseason on a 2-game winning streak, scoring 54 points in a win over Marshall County, 41 points in a win over Davis County last week. Niles Board ran for 161 yards and 3 touchdowns last week for the Eagles. Apollo looking for its first playoff win since 2005. That's a stretch of 15 games. South Warren 3-0 all time against the Eagles. The last meeting coming in the 2018 playoffs by a 48-0 score.
The Greenwood Gators.
The Graves County Eagles.
These teams meet in the first round for the second straight year. Graves County bagged the Gators 22-7 last year. Graves County has won 5 straight, including a 38-17 win over 6A McCracken County last week. Caden Gregory threw for 269 yards and a pair of scores, and Lincoln Acree went off to the tune of 8 catches for 153 yards and a touchdown. The Graves defense had 5 takeaways, including a pick six. That's 3 of them this year for the Eagles. Greenwood gave up 438 yards and a 49-20 loss to Union County. The Gators give up 300 yards and 28 points a game. Graves County has won 5 of its last 6 first-round games. Greenwood has dropped 6 of its last 7.